You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, and welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG, hey, what's going on? Thanks for coming back. Thanks for your support. Thanks for all the love, the likes, the follows, the shares, the downloads, whatever it is, just thank you. I really appreciate every single one of you, and I'm so honored to be able to give you this podcast and give you the tools, the tips, the conversations that help you on your journey, because that's what it's here for. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you some ideas or maybe clarity or just allowing you to sit back and just take a deep breath and be like, oh my God, I'm not losing my shit. This is actually real. Please, if you have a minute, I know life is really busy and you know, everything is just kind of pretty crazy right now. If you have a minute and you can head on over to iTunes to write a review, those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. So just head on over to iTunes. And before you submit the review, be sure to take a screenshot and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I want to send you my soul alignment activation for free, just as a thank you. This soul alignment activation is pretty intense, I should say so myself. So a little backstory about it. I was meditating one day and I was actually working on my Align Light Academy, my 6-week coaching program for intuitive and mediumship development. And I just had to jump up from the seated position and run to my nearest journal to write down everything that came through. And everyone who has done this soul alignment activation has really given me a lot of great reviews. My husband gave me one, but you know, he's my husband. So I was like, I don't believe you. And when I did it myself, I had a really great energetic shift, so to speak. So I want to give that to you so you can use it to raise your vibration, to maybe get you out of a funk, to just get you more aligned with your higher self. So that is my gift to you. Again, just head on over to iTunes, take a screenshot before you submit a review, and I will send you the alignment. So in this week's episode, I asked one of my favorite TikTokers, Dr. Janine Crefts. Her TikTok name as well as her Instagram name is Crefts Couch, to come back on because she's just awesome and I love our conversations. And we had a really great conversation because I think the biggest question, one of the most popular questions I get, is how do I decipher intuition from ego? Now, that is really the question I think every human being has. So we went into a really great conversation and she gave such great ideas and tools and tips that you can use to help you understand how your soul speaks to you. So I am really excited to be sharing this conversation with you because, God, she just brings so much value. And be sure to follow her on TikTok because she's awesome there as well. So that's really it, guys. I hope you guys enjoy this week's show, and I will see you soon. You guys, I am so excited to have Dr. Janine Crefts back on. Last time, we just found our love for Abraham Hicks, and I wanted to have a conversation because the number one question that I get is basically, how do I decipher ego from intuition? And I wanted her to come back on because she just does such a great... she's just so good at what she does, and I'm so happy for her to be here. So Janine, thank you so much for being back on.
Oh, you're so sweet. I love chatting with you.
Yeah, I know. It's we always just have that chat that we can't have with
other people because we talk about channeled beings and all of that great stuff. So let's talk. Like I said, this is, and I'm sure you get it as well, where it's like, it is a constant question that we get. And it's like, well, this is what it is for us. So from your own experience, how do you decipher ego from intuition?
Yeah, I think it's a good thing we're talking about this because I think there's a lot of misconceptions that the ego is a bad thing. And we actually need ego to inform us being in this like 3D reality, material reality. Right. So to me, to break it down, ego is like our conscious thoughts that are going through our head. It helps us focus on like kind of pros and cons. It judges things, whether it's good or bad, goes into comparison mode, and basically how we identify as a person. So hearing those things, you can kind of start to see, okay, I can see where in certain scenarios where that would be really helpful. And then in other scenarios, if we get too caught up in it, we'll get stuck. So this is where intuition, higher self, inner being, whatever you want to call it, your connection to source comes in. And to me, this is a much different frequency, kind of comes in the sense of different sensations, whether it be thought or images. But it comes from such a sense of peace and knowing versus where I fear, where I feel ego goes into more fear. Mm-hmm. Right? Where it's almost this like nervous energy and the intuition is just this all knowing and gently redirects you in a new direction.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're most in touch with intuition is when we're in that receiving mode.
Yeah.
Like when you feel really good, as we were talking about love, Abraham Hicks, like she was talking about that in the sense of being in that receiving mode. When you feel good, you are plugged into source.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Something that I'm really learning on my journey is that basically masculine and feminine energy. So the way I see it is intuition is a feminine based energy. It is a receiving thing. It is a calm thing. It's a nurturing thing. It's a very fertile feeling that comes through. Whereas masculine energy is more like, oh my God, the tasks start coming in, the to-do lists start creating, the worry comes in. It's very strategy based. You know what I mean? So when we can decipher ego from intuition, so I'm always saying it's the feeling you get. Is this coming from a place of calm and like, ooh, I like that. I like this idea. I feel like this is my soul talking to me. I feel at peace. That's intuition. But if it's something coming from, you should do this, and then a story comes where it's like, because this, 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 and this, and this, that's your ego. But again, you're spot on where it's like, sometimes your ego is okay. It's when we get too attached to the ego that it creates massive problems, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love the kind of delineation between the masculine and feminine energy. That really helps me to understand it. I was also thinking, especially with everything that's going on right now, anything that can help us connect to source and be in that space of feeling good and feeling peace when there is chaos around us, then I know, well, I'm for sure connected right now because my outside reality is reflecting a lot of, you know,
yeah.
So, I don't even know else to say it anymore.
Right. Exactly. It's what, yeah, that's so true. It's when you really like take a look out of it and like, look at the circumstances that are around us, look at our life, look at what's going on, Just turn on the news, look at your social media feed. Like things are freaking nuts. But if you can sit there and if you cannot be, obviously we're affected to some degree, but if we can sit there and just be like, okay, but this is my present reality. I'm safe. I'm at home. I'm at peace. I'm truly connected. That is a huge indication that you are in the vortex, so to speak, for our Abrahamsters that are listening, or you are in alignment with who you truly are. You're on your path. You're doing good. That is a beauty. Yeah. I love how you brought that up. Like I really do. So Have you found any tools or exercises along the way that have helped you decipher your intuition and how it speaks to you?
Yeah. The first I would say was probably doing muscle testing or applied kinesiology. I think that was what actually helped me first get into it. So the first test I learned was the sway test. So being able to ask your body questions and have it give you answers. I mean, chiropractors use muscle testing, you know, by asking questions or pressing on the body to get, you know, electrical impulse information back. And I love this because, you know, it kind of bypasses the conscious awareness.
Yeah.
So are you familiar with the sway test?
It sounds like something that I do, but it's not the sway test. I just basically call it, where's your energy at?
Oh, okay.
And what I do is I'll just stand firmly on the ground and I'll just ask myself where my energy is at. And I'll just kind of see where my body wants to go. And usually, you know, if I'm pulled to the front, that I believe that indicates to me that I'm in my masculine energy and that I need to pull back a little bit more. And if I'm in my feminine energy and I'm in that receptive mode, that receiving mode, I go back a little bit more. And I just kind of, wherever I'm at, I just kind of bring it back to center.
Okay, cool. I'll be curious how you...
I learned that from Rebecca Campbell.
Oh, interesting. I'm not familiar. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll have to check that out. So I'm curious how you'll integrate this. So with the sway test, same thing, you're standing firmly and then you ask your body, show me a yes. And most people will slightly sway forward or have the slightest muscular, you know, impulse, electrical impulse to lean forward. And if you say body, show me a no, it often is back. And so you can use this in the sense of really simple things like body, do you want water? Yes, right now. And then like, yes or no. So like you need the baseline of figuring out your own yes or no. And then you can start playing around with it by asking questions. I feel like that is, was my kind of first way to get in touch with intuition.
I love that. That's like using your body as a pendulum.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's tons of other ways. Like you can do finger tests, like where you, you know, put two fingers of one hand in the middle of a circle of two fingers in your other hand. If you could see me right now, it would help. But, and then press them apart. And if they stay strong, that usually means yes. And if they break apart, it's a no. And so that took me some learning to do. But that's another way, you know, that I'll kind of try to get in touch with the higher self. But lately it's probably been more just sitting in meditation, listening to some binaural beats, right? Mm-hmm. So getting really quiet, having the binaural beats put my brain into a nice relaxed state. And then it flows to me in the sense of just this really peaceful knowing. It almost feels like my thought process, but it's a different frequency where I just can be like kind of receiving information of questions I've asked.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that sway test. It's so funny because we do things, I notice like as just human beings and even doctors, you know what I mean? We do things that we don't even know are allowing us to connect to our higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just doing it. You know what I mean? It's coming natural to us. We've always done it. And then it's like, well, no, that's how it's funny because I had a friend who she is very intuitive. She's an empath. I noticed that like when we were talking about something or whatever, she would start tapping on her belly button. I was like, that's interesting. And I said, do you notice that you do that? And she goes, yeah, I just don't like, you know, I do it when I feel like there's a lot of energy around. Like she says, I just notice like when I'm at a party or something like that, I'll just, you know, tap slightly on my belly button. And then I find out from one of my spiritual teachers that doing that, you're tapping on your solar plexus, and our solar plexus is essentially, for empaths, is how we take in all the energy. It's that filtration system. That's our gut feeling. You know what I mean? So he said to tap on it and it will slow it down. And when that's, I told her that, I learned that from Tony Stockwell. And I was like, never thought of it that way. And this is something that my friend has been doing for years. I've known her for years and years, and I've just noticed that. And she says, yeah, it just makes me feel better. You know what I mean? Like when I'm getting anxious or overwhelmed. And when I told her that, she's like, wow, like our souls know what we need, and we just have to trust it.
Oh yeah. People say that to me all the time, because I teach folks EFT tapping, emotion freedom mm-hmm. technique tapping. And when I'm showing them the points, oftentimes they'll say, hey, I used to already tap that collarbone point when I was anxious. And I was like, that point is for anxiety. So it's just people right. intuitively know. Another thing I wanted to mention was, as you were talking about, you know, relaxing kind of that gut knowing, something that gets in the way for people is if they've had a lot of really intense trauma, I feel like that does get kind of hinders their ability to get in touch with intuition, because that fight or flight, the nervous system just kind of pops off so easily that doing anything to help ourselves regulate before getting in touch would be so important.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny because a lot of the times, which I find very interesting, is like a lot of like my one-on-one clients, they have experienced some crazy trauma in their life. Like crazy, you know, in like horrible trauma. And yet they're very intuitive. And it's almost like, I feel as though when this trauma occurs, it's like our higher self swoops in to just allow you to have that connection, to know that it's going to be okay, that you're, you know, regardless of how horrible this trauma is for you, that they're here. And they're always connected. And it's so interesting that you brought up that, because it's something that I've just noticed. It's something, you know, again, that I just noticed, and I have it in the back of my mind, because it's like they said, you know, a lot of the times, like I have this one-on-one client who she says, like, it was happening and I was just looking and I just was outside of my body when it was occurring. And I was like, that's just interesting. It's just so interesting that, like, it just, our intuition, our higher self is just going to show up when it needs to.
I love that. Yeah. I really align with that. Cause I also do think with regards to mental health, I mean, this is a really outside the box thought process that I'm having, but, you know, I do believe that a lot of, you know, what we call mental health diagnoses are stemming from really intense trauma. Big T trauma, little T trauma, whatever you want to call it. And then I feel as though when, you know, people are showing up with a depression or anxiety or bipolar presentation, that they're actually really freaking aware. They're really now, like you're saying, people have been through a lot of trauma, are more aware, more psychic. They're so aware and in tune with these energies, and yet they don't have the tools to help them, you know, kind of receive the energy, process the energy, you know, and re-regulate. But they're just told, well, you have this diagnosis and now you need the, you know what I mean? So, and of course that kind of framework is not going to resonate with anyone or with everyone, so to speak, but that's kind of where my conceptualization of it goes.
Right. I've definitely, again, like I'm sure the person who I'm talking about, like just like when I tell you, like she's, you know, her mental and emotional state, like she has just endured so much in her life. She's had a lot of, you know, people that she was close to, you know, pass away. And she came to the realization that it was like, during her spiritual awakening and stuff like that, if she had these tools of meditation, of connecting to her higher self, how much quicker her healing process would have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I firmly believe that, yes, there are disorders. There is clinical depression. And yes, that is a very extreme case. But I do truly believe that a lot of these things, you know, a lot of the people that are labeled bipolar, that are labeled anxious, there's unhealed trauma, or just they don't have the tools to just work through the things that are human, you know, the basic human, the range of human emotion is massive. You know what I mean? And we have to feel everything, unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, we signed up for this, but I truly believe, like, a lot of the times someone will tell you that, you know, oh, you have bipolar depression. Okay. That's fine. But like you said, I feel like sometimes it's just easier to put a label on it
mm-hmm.
than to heal the trauma And sometimes we don't even know that there's trauma that needs to be healed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like if it's been suppressed or they don't remember. And look, especially with, you know, I think kind of what we're talking about too is coming from a really empowered stance, like helping people to see that it is possible to heal. You know, you don't have to suffer with this the rest of your life versus, you know, the kind of diagnosis can be disempowering to a degree. But ultimately just helping people feel like they have choice moving forward and how they respond.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we have to remember that it's always, we hold the power in anything that happens. And we forget that. Like I, you know, we forget that we hold the power and we get to choose our reality, you know, and this is something like one of my favorite TikToks that you do. You were just like, this is going to be, you said like, this is not going to be a popular opinion, but happiness is a choice. And I was like, oh, thank God someone said it. Like, thank God someone said it. But it's true, you know, and when we remember, we hold the power of our reality and how we live our life and how we deal with all of this human bullshit. It's true. It's human, you know what I mean? Like, we all have anxiety. We all have depression. We all have things that we need to heal from. But we get to choose how we're going to handle it. Mm-hmm. Are we going to face it head on? Are we going to sit with our shadow? Are we going to do the work? Or are we going to sit there and be in the victim mentality?
Oh, well, exactly. Because the longer we sit there like directing our energy or pointing our energy into like something outside of ourselves, then we keep disempowering ourselves. And I keep giving away my power. Then I don't have choice because I'm, you know, blaming it on other things. Now, it's also not to say that certainly we can acknowledge we have very real experiences that are very traumatizing. Absolutely. And how am I going to choose to respond? And if I spend more energy on healing versus looking backwards, right? Like looking, like Abraham says, looking forward, then that's the energy that's going to pull me that way versus keep looking back. I'm going to keep getting pulled back.
Yeah, that was one. That's so funny that you said that, because the one that I listened to today was, I've been really learning and I've been really diving into like the art of surrender, because I've just noticed like that is just something that we all have a problem with surrendering to whatever it is, to your intuitive gifts, to the present moment, to whatever. And I'm just so fascinated by it. So I've been really like diving deep and questioning it. And it was like, that was the one that came up today, was basically the art of allowing, I think they called it. And they basically said, it's like, you have to stop looking at what is, and you have to just focus in on what you want. And it was like a practical Abraham, because they were just like, we're not telling you to sit in meditation 24 hours a day. We're telling you to sit there for 15, 20 minutes a day, calm your thoughts, and to sound out and just block out anything that doesn't feel good to you. Mm-hmm. You know, and of course, like I said, like, of course, we do have to process the emotions. It is like, I'm really learning. I literally had this massive download this morning that I had to do. They were like, you have to do this surrender episode and you have to talk about tools of surrendering, because we have such a freaking problem with it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Same. I'm on a similar wavelength of like resistance, like let it go of resistance. And I even think, even though I'm telling myself let go of resistance, I'm putting my attention to the resistance. So I like the word surrender better, because it gets me in that energetic frequency instead, especially right now with everything that's going on. You know, like you said, definitely we have to integrate shadow. And I don't think Abraham's ever saying, this is kind of turning into an Abraham episode. I don't think that Abraham's saying that we don't feel, because they just say, well, it'll pass. Like, let feel a feeling that, like, don't they do things to make it worse, but it will pass. And this is part of the contrast that encourages us to ask and keep expanding.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, unfortunately, we signed up for this. We signed up for the human experience. That means the full range of emotion, guys. I say this so often. And we're not saying like, no, You know, don't be that person that's like, high fibes all the time, high vibes all the time. No, allow the feeling to come in. Feel the feeling. Don't attach to the thoughts of the feeling. Just feel the feeling, let it pass. And that is the easiest way to go back and come back to alignment for me personally.
Oh yeah. Feel to heal, right? If you suppress it or what resists persists. I mean, all those quotes, it's like, we have to, because if we're just holding that balloon of emotion underwater constantly, it's going to pop up, and it's going to pop up with more, you know, fierceness
power,
than
power. Yeah.
Would have before.
Right. Yeah.
And then wow.
Yeah. So what are some things that you do to deal with your ego when that voice comes in, that's just, you know, not the nice girl comes in.
Yeah. So exactly. So I was just thinking about what we were just talking about. Well, we can't suppress feelings. It's the same thing. We can't suppress the ego, and it's just going to come back. And so I look at it as how would a good parent nurture a child? Because sometimes the ego feels like that, like a little toddler having a tantrum, freaking out, not feeling good enough, comparing yourself. And so like, what would a good parent say? A good parent would acknowledge, see them, totally get what you're going through, and you're going to be okay. Like everything's going to be okay. It's kind of like, I see you and it's okay. And of course you can feel this and, right? Not but, and now is the time for and, I think, to integrate. So we can integrate ego and intuition.
Yeah. I love that. For me, it's been like, it's definitely been like, I named my ego. So when my ego shows up, I, you know, I'm like, I see you, Felicia. I see you.
Felicia.
Yeah, I see you, but I got you. I know you want to say this, but no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to ride this train right now. And just naming my ego has been so powerful. You know what I mean? Because you're honoring it. You're noticing that it's coming up, but you're also not allowing it to completely be that, you know, the Wizard of Oz with the guy controlling you behind the curtain. You know, it's, you know, I got it. You know, I got you. You know you're here. You're not going anywhere, but I choose to align with my higher self right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Making it a choice, right?
Right.
Choosing. I can choose to follow the energy of the ego and the thoughts, or I can choose to redirect it to my higher self.
Exactly. Exactly. it is. It's like the ego can definitely look like a bipolar drunk person, you know? And that's what the way we have to see it. And like you said, that it doesn't, the ego is always going to be there. You know what I mean? Everyone talks about ego death, and it's like, awesome. Guys, if you guys become enlightened, yo, call me. And seriously, call me, and I will totally have you on the show, because it's very, we're not supposed to just become enlightened. That's not what we signed up for. You know what I mean? We're supposed to heal. We're supposed to learn, we're supposed to grow, and we're supposed to help others. It's not about just becoming enlightened, you know?
No, because isn't that the other side, right? Where
right.
It's like enlightened beings are helping us. And this is the whole point that we came here for, the contrast, like you said, to heal, to experience all the amazing things that the enlightened beings can't, like eating amazing food and—
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's not to say like there are— I don't think I've ever spoken about like enlightenment yet, but there are people that are considered enlightened. You know what I mean? Like Eckhart Tolle and Adi Ashanti, and they bring such wisdom. They really do. And you learn so much from them. I mean, Eckhart Tolle's books have been life-changing for me. You know, those were like the big eye-openers. But at the end of the day, I feel like we're supposed to be here to learn how to control our ego. Learn that we are not our ego. And when we do that, you know, it's just such a process. It
oh my
is.
Gosh. Yeah. Never ending.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So If there are three pieces of advice you would give someone who is in that between place where they're trying to figure out if it's their ego or their monkey mind and their intuition, what are the three pieces of advice that you would give them?
Okay. So first, I feel like generally ego is fear-based. So if it's like the little kid freaking out, having a temper tantrum, like thinking the worst case scenario, it's probably ego. Versus I feel like intuition gently redirects us in another direction with no fear, just knowing that this is like the path for our highest potential. So that'd be first. Second, I would say we have to get quiet to hear our intuition, right? Because if we're distracted and doing a million different things, it's so subtle. The sensations are so subtle for me, especially. So I need to get really quiet and really present to hear it. Mm-hmm. And the third is actually a question I love from Access Consciousness. Bring this back around from our last podcast. But it's asking a question that goes something like this. So if you're thinking about choosing between two different things, asking yourself, what would my life be like in 5 years if I chose this? And then what would my life be in 5 years if I didn't? And the idea of 5 years is that it's far enough out that we can't really cognitize it. Your ego can't really put the pieces together. You are kind of forced to get in touch with the energy. Does it feel expansive and light, or does it feel contracted? Right? Because you can't put all those pieces together. So I really love that question, and you can play around with it, you know, like spend a day, choosing, okay, in your mind, you know, okay, I'm going to make this choice. What does my life feel like right now? What is it going to feel like in 5 years for the day? Play around with it. And then the next day, play around within your head, choosing the opposite to help give you more awareness.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So you say, if I chose this right now, what would my life look like in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And you just allow yourself to quiet your mind and really sit with whatever comes to you.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
whether it might, okay. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And then you just basically say, what would my life look like if I don't choose this?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mind blown. I love that.
Because you can apply that to however you get in touch with your intuition. Like for you, if it getting images or, you know, actually gain a verbal stream of information. Or for me with that question, I go into just what feels light. And if I get like this kind of light, expansive, buzzy feeling, then I know this is expansive for me to choose for my future. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It just means it's going to be expansive for me, right? Right. Versus if it feels contracted, tight in my chest, then I know like I can still choose that because I have free will and it, you know, and I'll still get where I need to go. And it might be have more resistance in the path.
Mm, I love that. I love that. And I like how you said, like, if you choose it, it might not be easy because some people will say like, well, my intuition told me to do this, but it doesn't, this is not fun. This is not fun. And it's like, time is an illusion, guys. We have to remember that time is an illusion. And just because it's not easy right now doesn't mean that it's going to be like that in 6 months, in six mm-hmm. days, in 6 years, in 10 years, in a year from now. In hindsight, you're going to look back and be like, thank God I listened to my intuition. Because just because there was rocky experiences and everything like that, the whole overall experience was positive. And there was so much growth and there was so much expansion in that way. And I love that you said that because it's like we have to remember that sometimes intuition, when we get an idea and we follow through with that idea, and initially it's a horrible idea. Initially it just doesn't work out. And we're like, it definitely came from ego. But then looking back at it, we see like, oh, I learned a lot from that. I learned a lot from that and I grew from that. And now I know what I need to know from that experience. Mm-hmm. I love that you brought that up. Ah, we always have the best conversations. We really do. Thank you so much. I mean, like it really, like, I love how you can bring science into it. You know what I mean? Like that's such a great way because there are people that are still new to this and we all have a problem of surrendering and believing in what our intuition tells us. But if we can have these tools to bring into our life, like, my God, how much easier is it going to be for everybody? You know?
Absolutely. That's always what I'm looking at. I mean, that's how I was officially trained, was super traditional clinical psychology. And then I found kind of the metaphysical world because it was not enough for me, the traditional tools. I'm like, this does not create enough ease. And you know what? When I found the metaphysics, it changed everything. So, and it's just, it does make it a lot easier, especially when we're going through such turbulent times, you know?
Right. Because we just, sometimes we just have to have faith, you know, and that's really hard. It's really hard for so many of us. It's hard for all of us. And sometimes we just really have to have faith in that there is a higher purpose, you know,
there, oh, yeah.
Things need to be rearranged in order for new light to shine and mm-hmm. For a better earth.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I mean, really challenging us to practice having trust right now when things are so uncertain, and recognizing things really do need to crumble to be rebuilt. And that I feel like can be really scary because everything is so uncertain and not sure what things are going to look like. So
yeah.
Keep plugging in back to source.
Right. So necessary. And something that we can do, here's another tip for everybody, is that there, from A Course in Miracles, there's this quote that I have been saying, like every time I look at my social media feed and it's just dense and I just, like it just makes me feel low vibrational, is I just put my hand to my heart and I just close my eyes and I will say, I choose peace rather than this. I choose peace rather than this. Say it a couple times. Say it a couple of times until you believe it, you know, because again, we get to choose where we flow our energy to, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And I've heard that a couple times this year, besides a year of 2020, a year of clarity, but also a year of being in the heart, because there is so much coming up that it's very easy for people to feel like they're fighting against each other rather than uniting. And I feel like that is like the true message right now, that despite our differences, we really do need to unite to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Janine, it's always a pleasure. Be sure to check her out on TikTok as well as Instagram. Thank you so much for coming back on.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I love chatting with you.
Yes.